You're listening to SBS News.
Europe and the United States are now the focal points of the pandemic. Spanish authorities said on Sunday the death toll from COVID-19 rose by a record 838 cases overnight, bringing the total number of deaths to more than 6,520, only second to Italy. There are now close to 8,000 confirmed cases in Spain, prompting the government to order non-essential workers to stay home for 2 weeks from Monday. Schools, bars, restaurants and shops selling non-essential items have been shut since March the 14th, and most of the population is housebound as the country tries to curb the virus. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has described it as the most difficult moment for the European Union since its foundation.
The answer cannot be only national. Consequently, it must be a European response. It has to be a response where we are all in the same boat, whether we are Dutch or whether we are Spanish or Portuguese or Italian or German. In short, it must be a European response because, unfortunately, we are seeing deaths and we will see many more in Europe.
Italy's coronavirus figures have pointed to a slight decrease in the number of new infections, even as health officials raise the death toll by at least 756 to more than 10,780, the highest of any country. With almost 100,000 infections, Italy is battling one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks worldwide. But health officials say the rate of new infections has begun to slow, with 6,000 new cases recorded on Saturday, compared with the previous week when upwards of 10,000 new coronavirus cases were being reported daily. The entire country has been under lockdown since March the 10th, with even more draconian measures put in place on March the 20th. Deputy Health Minister Pierpaolo Sileri says the peak has now been reached.
I believe the lockdown starts to work. I mean, we start the lockdown at the middle of March. I mean, we did start with the first lockdown between the 8th and the 9th of March. So obviously you need to wait at least 14, 17, 18 days after that.
United States President Donald Trump created confusion over the weekend by backpedaling on a proposal to impose a broad lockdown on New York and its neighbours. Mr. Trump tweeted, "A quarantine will not be necessary," 8 hours after he stunned the New York metropolitan region with a proposal to place it under quarantine. The United States is now leading the world in confirmed coronavirus cases, with more than 135,000, followed by Italy and China. New York, which accounts for almost half of US cases, reported its largest single-day jump in deaths on Sunday at 237, bringing the state's death toll to 965. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who leads research into infectious diseases at the National Institute of Health, told CNN the virus could claim 100,000 to 200,000 lives in the US. New York State's governor, Andrew Cuomo, says enforcing one would be preposterous as fears rise among residents.
Everyone is afraid. Everyone is afraid. You think these police officers are not afraid to leave their house? You think these nurses are not afraid to go into the hospital? They're afraid. But something is more important than their fear, which is their passion, their commitment for public service and helping others.
Across the Atlantic, the United Kingdom's death toll passed 1,200 as Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who tested positive to the virus last week, warned that dark days lay ahead. The UK reported a further 2,433 cases of the virus on Sunday, taking the national total to 19,522. Though Mr. Johnson initially said the shutdown would last 3 weeks, the country's deputy chief medical officer warned that life would not return to normal for much longer. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jenny Harries says it could be 6 months before the UK returns to normal.
Lots of uncertainty in that, but then to see at which point we can actually get back to normal. And it is plausible that it could go further than that. We just need to wait to see how successful we've been. And of course, the bottom line is, as we always say, keep practicing good social distancing because we will manage it quicker and better between us.
In the Chinese city of Wuhan, life is creeping back to normal. Officials say the biggest threat to public health is now from imported cases, prompting cities or provinces, including Beijing and Shanghai, to tighten quarantine rules for travellers arriving from overseas. Officials from the commission say a total of 693 imported cases were reported, all of which were from 42 countries, making the risk of another round of transmission and spread of the disease on the Chinese mainland still relatively high. Bernard Jung, Dean of the Business School of the National University of Singapore, says China's experience in fighting COVID-19 is worth learning from.
Asia, led by China and many other countries, have experienced many things that they have done right and also have now accumulated knowledge, knowing what they could have done better. And all this sharing of knowledge will help the rest of the world to mitigate the negative impact of the virus on their economy and also on community health.
The Indonesian government is set to quarantine up to 30 million people in its capital, Jakarta, after more than 100 COVID-19 deaths. In hard-hit Iran, President Hassan Rouhani also says the country must prepare to adjust to the new way of life for the foreseeable future after 123 more deaths were recorded. India is also in lockdown with around 1,000 confirmed cases and more than 25 deaths. The mayor of Moscow ordered self-isolation for all of the city's residents, while in the African nation of Benin, President Patrice Talon says his country could not enforce public confinement because it lacks the means of rich countries. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.